Americans that want to make some money in Cuba have new clarity today. The Obama administration issued new rules that will allow American companies to deepen their ties on the island. They can hire local workers. It'll be easier for cruise ships to stop there. Mike Regan of Bloomberg News joins us from New York. Hi, Mike.
Hi. How are you, Peter?
Pretty good. So this is a pretty big deal. The U.S. trade embargo is still technically in place. It takes an act of Congress to get rid of that. But these new rules do loosen things up quite a bit, don't they?
They do. And especially for certain companies like telephone and technology companies, which will likely be pretty big beneficiaries of this. According to the White House, internet penetration in Cuba is only at about 5%, which is one of the lowest rates in the world. And the cost of telephone services is very high, and the services is very poor. So far, Verizon and Sprint have already said that they plan to enter Cuba soon. So that's one, you know, definite winner of this will be the telephone and technology companies.
Does this mean we're going to see a Target in Cuba someday soon?
That's a good question. There's still sort of a lot of questions about who, you know, they refer to certain qualified companies. There's a good question about, you know, who will be allowed to open up shop and how, you know, a lot depends on what Cuba accepts, too. So we'll, you know, have to wait and see what they decide, too.
And there are some big restrictions. I'm reading no tobacco, no alcohol, which is probably a bummer for a lot of people who were thinking that maybe this meant they could get their Cuban cigars. But what are some of the other restrictions that businesses will have to deal with? Because it's not going to just be like, go to Cuba and get rich.
That's right. Well, one interesting one, Reuters is reporting that technically tourist activities will still not be allowed. You know, obviously the cruise ships will be able to stop there, but, you know, that's obviously a big, attraction for Cuba is tourism. You know, of course, Americans have gotten around that restriction for years by traveling through other countries first. But really it opens it up to a lot of, various purposes, not just business, but sort of religious and educational, purposes will be, people will be allowed to go there. And, you know, relatives will be able to travel back and forth more freely than they can now, obviously. Mm.
Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew said today when he was announcing this that it will create economic opportunities for both Americans and Cubans alike. But when I look at a map and I see the United States and I see Cuba, Cuba's this little island out there in the Caribbean. How big really is the opportunity for American companies?
Well, if you look at Cuba, you know, the population is a little over 11 million people. So that's roughly the size of two U.S. states on average. So, from that perspective, I mean, that's obviously, it's not like opening up trade to a much larger country. But when you have a market share that's basically zero in, you know, an island the size of roughly two U.S. states, there is a lot of potential for growth there. So it's definitely an opportunity that I think a lot of companies will, you know, be very happy to have.
Finally, I'm just going to mention that all of this comes as Pope Francis heads to Cuba this weekend. Of course, he was instrumental in the thawing of the relations between the United States and Cuba. So all of that is a part of this as well. Mike Regan of Bloomberg News, thanks very much.
Thank you.